Med meg på tåren så har jeg evangelisten Melika Manner Fred, og han skal fortelle oss om månedsprosjekt for juni. Hello, Melika. You're going to tell us about the project for this month of June 2016. What is the project for this month, Melika? What project for this month?
Yeah, my dear brother, thank you very much for calling me.
Talk to you later, mate.
The project of this month is to help this widow called Chilabo, whose house has just fallen down.
Ja, det ser den måske projekt er at hjælpe en enke med barn sit og skille af, og de har oplevet det at blandt andet tak og deler af taket har faldet ned på to vægge.
This is a poor widow with two children who has no job and he just washes that products for people to get some money to for the children to eat and also to pay her bills.
Det er en fattig enke som jobber med å vaske klær for andre for å tjene til livets opphold så hun kan få penger til mat og til hjelp seg selv og barna.
So today morning they had to go to church, but when they were at church they called them that the house has fallen because of too much wind that came and had to break this mother built house.
Jeg skal fortelle meg like det at hun fikk en telefon da mens hun var på møte i dag. At dette hadde da skjedd at det kom mye vind og veggene hadde falt og taket, deler av taket hadde falt. Og, men takk og lov så var ikke de i huset når det skjedde. De var på møte.
So they had to rush back home to find what is happening and they found out that most of the things were stolen by the thieves. People had to steal the benzines, the jerrycans, the mattress and other things were stolen because they were not around there at church. So they found everything distracted and the walls were broken and the thieves had taken most of the things.
Når de var kommet tilbake igjen, så så de det at det var tyver som hadde stjålet madrassen nede i oss og ting som de bruker til kjøkkenutstyr og nærmest alt de hadde inne og stjålet vekk. De har veldig, de har nesten ingenting nå.
So amazingly, this widow called me, I had to run and meet this woman. And I encouraged her and I prayed with her. And I told her that don't lose hope because God has not forsaken you. God is going to replace everything that has been stolen and is going to bring back whatever has been stolen away from you. Don't cry. Jesus is with you.
Ja, så sier Melika det. Hun ringte jo da til Melika og fortalte denne triste nyheten. Hun var veldig leise på gråten og prøvde å trøste henne og si ikke gråt. For det kom til å ordne seg. Kom til å få nytt utstyr etter hvert, og at alt ordner seg, at du får tilbake ting som blir stjålet. Om ikke det direkte de tingene, da, men får igjen nye ting som kan, så kan da dekke det som er stjålet.
So amazingly, I had some little money to help me. I had to give it to her to buy some food, because since morning they had not eaten anything. And also I had to request the neighbor to and they keep them and they can sleep for some 2 days.
Ja, det Melika har fortalt er at han hadde noen penger, så han hadde egentlig tenkt å bruke selv til mat, men siden de ikke har spist og de hadde ingenting, så måtte han nesten gi det han hadde. Og så sier han at han snakker med naboen, og han naboen var villig til at de kunne få bo der hos henne et par dager. Siden det var en sånn krisesituasjon der det har oppstått.
So we are believing God and waiting upon God, and we are asking any person who hears this audio message and also looks at the pictures, please kindly join us and support this widow and her children to get another house where they can sleep and whether they can say, if you want some help for the mattress, for the plate, for the cup, for all the things that have been stolen, please kindly join us. We support this widow of God in Jesus' name.
Jag är så himla lyckad att han har tagit namn nu. Hvis det är någon som har möjlighet att hjälpa denna kvinn som är nöd och denna enke med barn och kunna bidra med Noah, så är det varit kämpefint. Malika, I also remember you told me that she's renting this house. Malika, jag råkte det att du får tala till mig att hon lejer detta huset. And she has been renting this house now for some time, but she has not been able to pay the house rent for the last 3 months. Och hon har då lejt detta hus en stund, men hon har inte klart att betala de sista 3 månadshusleierna för detta. So it would be nice if that also could be covered, Malika. So I think the most of that could be taught. So this landlord that have been patient, so then who's that, so after Moody will get the money that he should have. Comfortably paying the sons could have. So that would also, that is also another thing that she need to get paid. Och det är då alltså nödvändigt att det blir betalt, but she also need a new place to stay. Men det tänker också ett nytt ställe att vara. And this place where they are staying now is not so safe for herself and the children. Och det ställe som de är nu är inte så tryggt för hennes och barnen. It can be many criminals in this area. Det kan vara många kriminella i detta område. So it would be our prayer that she can be moved to another place where it's much more safe. Så det var bönt att hon kan bli flyttad till stället som är tryggare för hon och barnen. And we know nothing is impossible for God. Och vi vet att ingenting är möjligt för Gud. So let us see. This is the month project. Så det är denna månads projekt nu. For Jesus Friends team. For Jesus vänner teamen. Så satsar vi på att kunna få hjälp denna änken med barnen. We will try to help this widow and her children to get a good future. To have a good future. Because the Bible tells us that God has hope and future for us. For Gud tror sig att Gud har hope och framtid för oss. Thank you for taking the time, Malika, to go out and visit this widow. Tack för att du tog dig tid till att resa ut och besöka den änken. As I know, I understand you are not quite 100% okay yourself. You had some, but you are getting better. Det är så förstås, så du skulle ha 100% picture, man. Du blir bättre. So, the Lord bless you, Malika, and strengthen you in this good work. Må Gud styrka dig och välsigna dig i god arbete.
Amen, my dear brother. Hey, God bless you too. Thank you very much for calling.
Gud välsigna dig och Sion, och tack för att du ringde.